You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right now we're talking. This is talk radio. Now we're talking. Let's get some news. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We have XM in one of our cars. We have two cars. We're a two-car family. Very blessed to be a two-car family. But my husband is the only one that gets the XM. So I was very, very happy because I got to drive in my husband's car today. And I got to listen to XM. And I got to listen to my show. I sound good. I love it. I love it. I actually have to give Trevor Oliver a big hug and kiss because he's the one that actually put me on XM. And thank you all for listening. If you all weren't listening, I wouldn't be there. No, don't start shutting off the radio. Come on. No, it's going to take a lot more than that to get me off the radio. And, of course, a big extra double kissy for all of those at Genesis Communications Network that is blasting my show nationally and worldwide right now as we speak. We got James working the dials. We got a great show. A lot to talk about. Apparently, men may be getting prostate cancer because of birth control pills. All right. I know you men aren't taking birth control pills, but your lady is, and when she goes pee-pee, you end up drinking it eventually. So we're going to talk about that, okay? So just quickly eat your sandwich so that I could talk about that kind of stuff, all right? They've also grown meat in the lab. They've actually been able to grow meat in the lab. It looks kind of tasty, too. So we're going to talk about that. And it looks like the more medicines you take, the more chance of erectile dysfunction. So you may want to tell your doctor to quit prescribing that much stuff. However, I know a lot of you probably need it. Kiwis lowering blood pressure. I want to talk a little bit about the Occupy protests and some of the medical issues going on, which drives me crazy. They're actually setting up medical tents. But, you know, what I really want to talk about is you and your medical questions. So we're going to open up the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. Try to move to my Facebook page. I'm not very happy with the non-Facebook page where you post status updates. Apparently, Facebook has gotten hit with a bunch of porn. And every time I pull up my Facebook, there's some pornographic picture now that pops up. And I'm in, boy, that was a lot of peace. And I'm at work. This is crazy. I mean, I want to be able to sneak and look at Facebook and write my posts and do my medical hangman and do what I need to do. But now there's all this porn, and it's really starting to ruin Facebook because I can't go on it as much. So we're going to talk about the problems with Facebook, of course, and, you know, why I feel sorry for myself. And also, you know, if you want to bring Dr. Dahlia locally to your local station, because I know some of you can't hear me in your local city, just call up your radio stations and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your local station. And Genesis Communications Network will make that happen. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I think I may have a low testosterone level because my body is really thin and I don't have a lot of hair on my body. So, you think there's any way I could improve it? Thanks.
No, that's a great question. Okay. So if you think, well, here's the thing. If you think you have low testosterone, very easy. Go to the doctor. When you get a blood test, have your testosterone checked. That's easy. But if you're very thin, I would recommend a few other things being looked at. Of course, get a regular comprehensive panel that looks at your liver, looks at your kidneys, looks at your sugar. You know, I'm not saying you're diabetic, but many people with diabetes lose weight. So anytime there's a weight issue, we like to look at that. Plus, if you're having trouble increasing your muscle mass and your testosterone is fine, we look at diabetes as well. Make sure they check your blood count. Make sure they check your thyroid. And then someone's got to look at your nutrition, see what you're eating and how you're eating it. If you were immunosuppressed or in a high-risk population, drug user, needle sticks, homosexual, etc., and HIV a lot of times is added to your blood panel. They've been recommended to check everybody for HIV, which I like. I agree with. There was a little girl that I diagnosed with HIV. She was having frequent colds. Her blood count was a little low. I told mom I wanted to add an HIV, and it turned out it was a transfusion. Even though she was born after they started to, you know, test transfusions, something must have slipped through. So, you know, it's another thing to look at. But you may be hitting them on the head. Low testosterone is a big issue for many men that can't build up bulk and build up their muscles. And it's frustrating, you know, whereas you have other men who are more on the big side and they want to get smaller. That's a lot easier, you know. You have big, bulky men that kind of want to lose weight and get rid of their Santa Claus tummy. We could put them on a diet. We could put them on an exercise regimen. But what do? If you're small and you want to get bigger. Now, I know a lot of people go to the health food stores or they go to the gym and then they buy these supplements like creatine and these protein supplements. Here's the thing. If you are lacking protein, you won't build muscle. But the average American diet, you get plenty of protein. So when they want you to build up muscle by taking in protein powder, as a doctor, I like to check my patient's kidneys because sometimes your kidneys can't handle it. We had one patient, he told me he wasn't taking any supplements at all. And I believed him. And his kidneys were failing. They literally went down. The kid, he was only in his 20s, young kid. But I could tell he was a weightlifter. And I go, all right, you're telling me you don't take supplements. Is there anything? Maybe protein bar. Oh, yeah, I eat a protein bar a day. I go, that's it? He goes, yeah, that's it. A protein bar a day. That's why he didn't think of telling me that he takes supplements, because it was a protein bar. And a protein shake. He said he'd have some protein shakes. Well, I told him to stop it. I go, look, you're about to have a multi-$1,000 workup at the kidney doctor. You look like you're in stage 3 renal failure. Can you please just stop for a week or two and let's see what happens? Boom. Kidneys went back to normal. Now, I'm not saying all protein powders and all protein bars will do that to you, but if you're the wrong person at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong kidney function, it will. So you want to be careful doing it yourself. My recommendation is to make sure you have a doctor supervising. And getting your testosterone checked is a brilliant idea. Great question. Great question. All right. For any of you else that any of you that have questions, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are going to be coming back on the Dr. Dolly Show with more medical news. Please don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So this is very interesting. 12 pro-life nurses say they were forced to carry out abortions by a hospital and said their civil rights have been violated. These are nurses at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey. They said the hospital entirely disregarded their moral and religious convictions by implementing a policy making them undergo training for and assisting abortions in September. They said that they would be subject to termination if they didn't comply. All right. So right now, I'm taking a look and see what's going on. I'm getting this from Daily Mail. Right now, Matthew Bowman, an attorney with the Alliance Defense Fund, filed the lawsuit on behalf of the nurses. They said the hospital has performed abortions for decades without forcing nurses to violate their religious beliefs, but changed the rules a few weeks ago. They say the hospital passed a policy and put one of the nurses who did abortions in a supervisory position and started forcing nurses to assist in abortions, they said, out of the blue. It's a complete violation of federal and state law. Yeah, I mean, you can't force a nurse to perform an abortion if they don't want to. You know, people have always asked me, what exactly happens in an abortion? How do they do it? Well, you know, if a woman is in her first trimester, they'll numb up the cervix because they got to go into the cervix and dilate it.
And then once they're in there, they'll use either a suction, like a dilatation and curettage, where they'll, or they'll scrape, and you need to scrape out the fetus, you need to scrape out the placenta, and you make sure, you need to make sure there's no retained products. It's a pretty, from a surgical perspective, it's a fairly, kind of moderate type procedure. You know, I mean, it's obviously a lot more complicated than many of the inner office procedures, but, you know, they're done in clinics all over as opposed to being in an OR. However, you know, I've seen many people have complications. It's, I think also very psychologically traumatic on people, not only once, you know, patients getting the abortion, but those performing, you know, because if you believe that the fetus is alive, you're actually, you know, stopping the fetus's heartbeat when you're taking it out. So I don't believe they should make anybody perform these that don't believe they want to. I'm just really shocked that in this day and age something like that would happen. All right, so we've been watching this Occupy Wall Street movement and Occupy Atlanta, Occupy Oakland, Occupy, Occupy, Occupy. And, you know, I've talked about how confused I am with the whole movement and, you know, what the purpose is. From what I understand, they were supposed to represent 99% of Americans against the 1% Wall Street, or people that run Wall Street, and they're against the greed of Wall Street. Okay, that kind of makes sense. I understand. And then you start to hear people say that, you know, it was the Jews that they were against. I'm like, the Jews? Leave the Jews out of this. Where's the anti-Semitism coming from? And then they decide to sit in on an Israeli consulate, do a sit down, sit in, and you're like, okay, what's going on here? And now they're planning on Thursday to cause massive gridlock in New York. They plan on shutting down Wall Street, shutting down subways, shutting down the Brooklyn Bridge. And still, nobody has yet told us what they're trying to do constructively and productively. I'm still very, very confused. Now, we just got the ruling from Judge, the Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Michael Salomon, saying that, remember, the protesters had to leave the park and their tents and their tarps. They were just living there. And he said, look, all right, you could protest peacefully, but no tents, no tarps. Of course, everybody's claiming, oh, this is against our First Amendment. You know, it's against our First Amendment rights. I don't think any of these guys even know what the First Amendment says. If any of you are of the Occupy movement, please listen to this. This is the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble, that's the key word, peaceably, and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That is the text of the First Amendment, okay? It says nothing about living in public parks, right? I mean, when homeless people are living in public parks, the police move them. All right? I mean, you're not supposed to set up shop in the middle of the street. From what I understand, they're actually setting a medical tent. Paul Castora has been quoted. He's head of the medical tent. Said he was working with a patient when police pulled him away. The police had, in the middle of the night, closed down the park and removed the protesters. He said, they pulled me out, stethoscope, white coat, and all, as I was telling them I have a patient in there. One girl has a heart condition, he said, and wasn't feeling well. They manhandled her and threw her to the ground. What the hell is a girl with a heart condition doing in the middle of the park in a tent? You get her to the hospital. What are they doing? They're bringing in kitchens. How are they properly following health department protocol? They're bringing in medical tents. What are they doing? You could protest. You could peacefully demonstrate. You could carry signs. All right, but now, I mean, you're practicing medicine in the middle of a park? And then what about national security? You're going to be closing down subways? You're going to be closing down the Brooklyn Bridge? You've obviously worldwide publicly announced this. Are you crazy? Has everyone forget September 11th? What are you guys doing? Okay. Well, it's for the cause. What's the cause again? Well, we're representing 99% of Americans. Well, if you're representing 99% of Americans, then let them get to work. All right? Let them get to work. Don't be blocking the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't be blocking subways. Let them get to work on Thursday. What's the cause again? So, I mean, you know, this whole anti-corporation, anti-Wall Street, and you're starting to now hear anti-Jew propaganda is really ticking me off. Okay? This is not a peaceful protest of people passionate about the economy and want change. This is turning into something far worse. And it's getting ugly. It's not peaceable. People have died. There's been communicable diseases possibly being spread. What is the point and what is the purpose? And you better get to it. And what amazes me is they have had the floor. They have had the floor. They have had the media. They have had the cameras. They have had the journalists ready to write whatever they want to say. What is the soundbite you want to give to us worldwide watching you? What is it? We have, I mean, do you have something constructive for the economy? That you have something to say? Do you have an idea? Please, out with it. If you have something productive or constructive, I'm all ears. But planning to close down the subway system so our American citizens can't get to work? How are you helping the 99% of us? And if you're blaming this on the Jews, we're talking some pre-Nazi stuff going on right now. So you all need to get your act together, because those people that are moderates and those people in the middle who have been watching the protests with great interest, you're losing us, and you're really losing people who think that you guys have something productive to say and do. Because I'm just shocked. And for the love of the Lord, please don't be practicing medicine in a tent in the middle of the park. If you have a young girl that has a heart condition, you get them to the hospital. What are you doing? It doesn't make sense. And you've already lost me. You've already lost me. I'm just hearing propaganda. I'm hearing anti-Semitism. And I don't see anything constructive or productive. And if you're going to be causing subways to close, the Brooklyn Bridge to close, we have some major security issues. And on top of that, I'm hearing the police are getting harassed. You're really messing with the first responders? Really? Why are the police a part of this? What did they do? Let them protect the city. If you're really doing this for the American citizens, let them protect the city. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right. So I've been talking about this a lot on the show. We talked about this earlier this evening. I think I'm just really, really fed up by this anti-corporation, anti-rich, all day long we've been hearing coverage about the Target employees that don't want to come into work on Thanksgiving, and how, you know, people are feeling sorry for them, and there's going to be protests, and people are going to, you know, maybe strike, or they're not going to shop at Best Buy and Toys R Us, etc. And you know, before you start blaming the corporations, and before you start blaming anybody that has money, all right, you really need to understand what the economic situation is first. Okay, yes, Donald Trump has millions and millions of dollars. Good for him. Fine. Do I think he's the cause of this? No. No, I don't. Okay, we got to use a little bit of sense. All right, and hoping that Target closes down and Best Buy closes down and Toys R Us closes down because they're making employees work on Thanksgiving, that's not going to help the economy either, people. If any of you don't want to go to work on Thanksgiving to open for Black Friday because you don't like your corporation, then please quit your job. Please quit and let these men and women who have mouths to feed and big families, let them take your job. They would gladly love that job. So just quit. You can complain all you want, but if you really want to do something for society, quit so somebody without a job could work and feed their family. All right, when we come back, more medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
Shut up. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize if I'm singing to my bumper music. This is Sassy and Stimulated Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some news broke today saying that Joe Paterno, before he was fired, transferred full ownership of his house to his wife, Sue, for a dollar in July. This was less than 4 months before the sex abuse scandal at Penn State, came into fruition here, in the media. The documents filed in Center County, Pennsylvania, show that on July 21st, Paterno's house near campus was turned over to his wife, Suzanne, trustee, for a dollar, plus love and affection, they said. A couple had previously held joint ownership of the house, which they bought in 1969 for $58,000. Okay, they've been going back and forth now with Sandusky, and was he really sodomizing a boy when Mike McQuarrie, the graduate student at the time, saw? Now, I had talked earlier on the show about how, many states have different reporting laws, and even though Paterno and everybody involved should have gone straight to the police, they went to the chain of command, and they probably thought that was good enough. And even though I had originally, you know, talked about the logic behind that, where, you know, people psychologically, they don't like to deal with the police. They don't now know that rather just go to their, authorities or go to the administration, let them deal with it. From what I'm understanding is there was question as to whether McCreary actually saw a criminal act being done. Okay, so now they're saying, well, if McCreary only saw him in the shower, he went to Paterno, Paterno went to his bosses, what do you call the police with? What is the crime? Personally, I still would have probably, because it's me and I'm a doctor, I would have still gone to the authorities. I would have said, look, please just check this out. All right, because honestly, a grown man with a young boy in the shower should raise some suspicions. Whether you saw a rape, whether you saw a consensual sexual act, whether you saw them sitting there dancing around, it still raises an eyebrow. So, yes, I do believe that they all should have probably gotten the authorities involved. And it isn't like calling 911. I mean, you could actually, you know, make an appointment. You could talk to somebody in one of the departments and say, look, this is what I saw. I just want to make sure, you know, but it's now very interesting how legally this is going to start playing out. Because you're starting to hear the prosecution, you're starting to hear the defense. We heard Sandusky in an interview say, he was in the showers with young boys. You know, he's a jock. That's what, you know, players do. You shower, you smack each other with towels. He did touch their leg. But, you know, he's not a pedophile. And he never had any sexual acts. Now, is a grown man allowed to take a shower with a young boy? No. No, they aren't. I don't see how any of that is considered okay. All right. I mean, you know, women in the locker rooms, we don't have young kids run around the shower. We don't. We say, get the hell out of here. Give us some privacy. All right. And then somebody to Sandusky's defense was talking today on the news about how Sandusky's a jock. That's what jocks do. You're in the shower, you horse around, you wrestle, you slide, and you smack each other with towels. Really, guys? Is that what you guys do? If that is what you do, from a medical perspective, I'd just like to say that's not the most hygienic. Okay, and what I am going to urge you all to do is if you're in the shower and somebody naked wants to roll around with you in the shower, respectfully decline. Okay, he's in the shower. He's obviously dirty, right? He's trying to cleanse the bacteria germs. You probably don't need that rubbing all over yourself. And if your shower mate decides to smack you with his wet towel, respectfully decline that as well from a medical perspective, okay? All right, it's probably full of germs. It's wet, easily transmissible. If he has jockage, if he has fungus up in there, he could be spreading it to you. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you don't understand the world of sports. That's what guys do. Okay, you know what? Share that with your wife and ask if your wife has no problem with you having another wet towel smacked against you. Come on, guys, really? And I'm betting most of you are going, that does not happen in the showers. That does not happen. Well, according to Sandusky, that's what jocks do. Okay? So you do what the guys do. I really cannot imagine how this is going to go in a court of law. Of course, what they're going to probably do is with McCreary, who was the assistant coach, who's now been put on administrative leave and the one who reportedly saw Sandusky with the boy in the shower, they're going to be grilling him. What did you see? What did you actually see? Now, many people, when they see a sight of somebody naked, they don't look. It could have only been a second. And he could have looked away and said, oh, sorry, I'm getting the hell out of here. But the fact remains, if there was a boy in there, there's going to be some charges. And from what it sounds like, they're waiting for this boy to come forward. And that's really difficult. With sex abuse cases, it's very, very difficult for the victims to come forward. It's very embarrassing. There's so much publicity, and this is going to be a very highly publicized case. Will he ever come forward? Does he want to come forward? Has he gone through years of therapy, and does he want this over and done with in his past? Does he, will this help him? Will this help other people? I mean, is Sandusky going to do this again if he is guilty? I'm sure we all would love the victim to come forward, would love justice to be served, would love some answers. You know, I mean, but what if the victim comes up and says, no, 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 it was consensual. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It was a minor. Still, it was a minor. What if they didn't have sex, but they were playing around naked? Is a grown man allowed to be naked with a kid in the shower? Most people would say, no, 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 that's a criminal act. But watch what the defense does. Okay? All right? How many fathers or mothers with their little kids take them into the bubble bath with them? Take them into the shower with them. It's going to be very interesting to see how they play this out. Very interesting. Now, of course, this kid wasn't a relative. Even if it was a relative, there could be some issues with that, too. But it's going to be interesting to see what truly happened. And then if a rape wasn't being done and McQuarrie saw Sandusky with a kid, Sandusky might have said, oh, this is my nephew or whatever. He's showering. We're just kind of, you know, horsing around. Was it required then to go to the police? With Pennsylvania state laws, it's a sad case. It's really sad. I saw what happened this weekend with Pennsylvania and the football. I mean, they did amazingly well considering, but this is going to be very, very long and drawn out. And you almost wonder if this happened there, where else has this happened? You know, I mean, if the average jock, right, takes showers and rolls around with people. I don't think this. I mean, the way people coming to Sandusky's defense is saying this, they make it sound like every locker room has this happen. Okay? I don't buy that. I really don't. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, but you're not a jock. Well, I'm sorry. I missed that experience in high school where I got to be in the male showers. That would have been an interesting experience, though. All right, let's hit some medical news. All right, kiwis. They say 3 kiwis a day can lower your blood pressure. Kiwis are very, very yummy. Although many of you guys get the citrus allergy. Do some of you guys, you take in cantaloupe or you take in kiwis or strawberries and then your lips start to burn a little bit and then they kind of swell? Some of you can't. But for those of you that can, a study done in Norway, Metzvedsten of Oslo University Hospital in Norway, involved 118 subjects in an 8-week study having to eat 3 kiwis a day. And then the other half got the apple a day. Now remember, an apple a day is supposed to keep the doctor away. I've never liked that, right? Because I need to make a living. So I have a problem with apples, but, you know, an apple a day gives the doctor away. Fine. Kiwis contain lutein, though, and lutein has antioxidant properties. That's pretty good. You want your lutein. You really do. So after 8 weeks, they found that the kiwis group, 24-hour systolic blood pressure, the top number of your blood pressure, dropped an average of 3.6 millimeters of mercury lower than the apple eaters. Right? So if you're about 150, you drop to 146, I guess, and a half. Not bad. That's kiwis for you, right? When we come back, are you going to get prostate cancer because of your wife's birth control? 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
And we are back. Thank you all for being patient. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We are still booking cabins. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great group. Lots of fun. Alaska is exquisite. If you've never been, this is a trip of a lifetime. You have to go. It's going to be just phenomenal. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com to look at pictures and on how to book your cruise for next summer. So they've grown meat, all right, in the lab. They've had trouble before, but they've actually grown it. I'm looking at it. It's white. Apparently, the reason why the meat is white is because they don't have the blood running through it. You know, meat muscle usually has a lot of blood and vessels, etc. But in this case, it's a Dutch biologist, Mark Post, right? He has grown this meat in the lab. He actually has Velcro on the sides to stretch the meat to stretch it and exercise the muscle cells that make up the meat. I don't think he's tasted it yet. He says to create food, you have to combine a single layer of muscle tissue with thousands of other layers of muscle and lab-grown fat. Boy, this sounds yummy. He thinks he could build the world's first lab-grown burger within a year, and the burger would cost $345,000. Wow. You know what? I mean, if there's later a food shortage, people are going to want meat. They love their meat. Okay, what people don't want is prostate cancer from birth control pills. All right, so in the news today, they were talking about how prostate cancer may be linked to birth control pills and the water supply. Now, what's been happening is they found a correlation between countries where women take a lot of birth control and countries where men then have prostate cancer. They saw a correlation. Now, birth control pills, they have estrogen, they have progesterone, but they think it's the estrogen compound that men must be picking up in the water supply. Remember, women take their birth controls or they take their postmenopausal estrogen, and then they go pee. When they go pee, it goes into the urine, it goes into the water supply, then it gets picked up, and however they recirculate and recycle the water, men could be picking up micro amounts of this estrogen, and they think that could be what's causing an increase in prostate cancer. Now, they looked at women's intrauterine devices, they looked at condoms, they looked at vaginal barriers, like probably the diaphragm, they probably looked at the sponge. They said no issues with prostate cancer death rates there. But they think that it could be the estrogen that's going into the water supply. Now, I don't know what you men are supposed to do with this. I mean, I hate studies like this because you're like, well, now what? You know, do I not drink the water? Do I not shower in the water? I don't know what to tell you. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot more than that. I think women that use birth control pills are usually in these highly developed countries. A lot of us highly developed countries have bad diets and a lot of high fat foods. I really don't believe it's the birth control estrogen in the water system. But what I like about this study is it accents the fact that we're getting a lot of medications in our water system. We've talked about this. We've talked about the parts per billion of heart medication, pain medication, antibiotics. I mean, it's crazy. Now, a lot of us drink bottled water where it should be filtered out. But, you know, many of us, we're in the shower and we wash our face and then, you know, the water gets in, or, you know, you're going swimming and the water gets in. You know, we're drinking regular water. It's not always from bottled water. Not to mention a lot of our foods that are being made are prepared with regular tap water. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. All right. What should you tell your wife to do or your girlfriend? Nothing. Okay. I mean, you know, let her pee. Don't tell her to stop urinating. That's not nice. She's going to have to urinate. All right. Now, more news for you gentlemen. They say the more medications you take, it may raise the risk of erectile dysfunction. So it'll raise the risk of you not being able to rise. The British Journal of Urology reports Tuesday, so they reported this, that men who take multiple medications may be increasing the risk for erectile dysfunction. What in bloody hell? Why? Well, what they found is they surveyed men. How many men did they look at? 37,000 men. That's a lot. And more than half of these men were taking more than three medications. They said that higher drug use was, of course, in older people, African Americans, people with a higher body mass index. They said 29% of the men surveyed had experienced moderate to severe erectile dysfunction. They said men taking two medications, the erectile dysfunction was about 16%. Men taking three to five medications, 19%. Men taking six to nine medications, 25%. And men taking 10 or more medications had about 30% erectile dysfunction, or higher risk of erectile dysfunction. 10 medications. Okay, well, I mean, it's pretty easy to take 10 medications nowadays. You're taking three or four for your blood pressure, three or four for your diabetes, a couple for your cholesterol, baby aspirin, maybe a couple other heart medication. Very easy to come up with 10. Women may be taking estrogen. They may be taking something for urinary incontinence, bone medication. Now, even though this was a study for men, I'm just talking about how easy it is to take 10 medications. I mean, think about it. Look at some of our ladies, right? High blood pressure, high cholesterol, urinary incontinence is very easy to hit the 10 number. So is it the medication causing erectile dysfunction, or is it the medical problems causing it? Now, they said they you know, already filtered out the causes like high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. They believe it's the medication. I think it's everything. I think it's age. I think it's the penile arteries having blockage. I think, you know, things just don't seem to work as well. I think also passion is an issue too. You know, I mean, I know for my husband, I don't really do it, you know, our sex any justice being in a muumuu, you know. But I mean, after a couple kids, I went to the muumuu. I'm not walking around in Victoria's Secret or Fredericks of Hollywood. No. Why should I? I'm married. I got the man. We've been married 15 years. I don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on lingerie. I can go to Target and get a muumuu. And the muumuu is comfortable. Allows circulation of air down there. I love the muumuu. Right? So if my husband ends up starting to have erectile dysfunction, is it really medications he's taking or is it my muumuu? I think there's a lot of issues. Right? Hey, the muumuu's sexy. It's cheetah. The fabric is cheetah. Yeah, so... I know. We got our anniversary coming up. I'll ditch the muumuu. I'll come up with something. Maybe I'll wear a nice robe. You know what I have? I have SpongeBob SquarePants and South Park boxers. I could wear those. Those are pretty sexy. All right. So anyway, men, you know, if you take a lot of medications, always talk to your medical provider. Is there any way you could combine them? Is there any way you could cut some of these medications down? You know, it's interesting. I wish we had more time to talk about this. When I was in medical school, and a patient would be in front of me having high blood pressure, we were taught that you start with the water pill, the diuretic, what FDR was on, right? Back in the 40s. All right, take the water pill, and you max that water pill out, and then you add a second agent. And I'd be going, I don't want to max something out that's not working. Then it would do like a beta block or something that kind of slows down the heart rate. And I'm like, but the heart rate's already kind of normal. Why do I want to slow down the heart rate? That may not be the cause of the blood pressure. We've talked about the different blood pressure medicines and the cause. I'm not going to go through it now. But, you know, what's interesting is finally the third or fourth medicine would see a result. Now, what we should do and what many of us doctors now do is go back to the first and second medicine and we drop them. And we see if the later medicines that we added were the ones that got the credit for doing most of the work. And if that's the case, you could get rid of the older medications. But many, many medical providers don't. You know, you get a new patient, they've been on these four medications, we let sleeping dogs lie. All right? My recommendation would be try to figure out what the hell the blood pressure is being, you know, raised. Fix your radios, people. You have a radio problems. My recommendation is find out why the blood pressure is high. All right? Is it a angiotensin issue? Is it a vascular compliance issue, etc.? And if you realize that that's what's going on with the blood pressure, then drop the diuretic or drop the beta blocker or drop the medicine that's not doing the trick. This way, you don't have a person sitting there with 10 medications. Same thing with diabetes. If someone's on four diabetic medications, maybe they need insulin. Or maybe they need a nutritionist. Maybe they need a personal trainer. But I think if you know, seeing the average patient on multiple medications, number one, it's costing healthcare a fortune. Number two, it's wreaking havoc on their bodies. I think, you know, every once in a while you should talk to your doctor and go, can we maybe, you know, clean the slate or do some sort of, okay, see? Guys, you got to fix your radio. All right. Sorry if you couldn't hear how I finished my sentence. All right, talk to your doctors if you're on multiple medications. I don't like polypharmacy. All right, guys, if this is your stuff, have a great rest of the way home. Please fix your radios. If not, stay on for an extra hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceuticals? Drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals. I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.